Okay, Thomas, it's 2:52. They had a little break, a little bathroom break. What did you see so far?
Well, if I was Mitch McConnell, I would do EST training, and I wouldn't let any of them go to the bathroom till the whole thing was over. Okay? That's what I'd do. Because what we saw was nothing more than lawfare, and we saw Scumbag Roberts, Chief Justice.
What a mousy man.
He has no spine. He is a worm.
Scumbag.
He's a liar. He's a scumbag. He is a reed blowing in the wind. I mean, notice he's all squatted over, and even when he grabs his gavel, what does he look like? He looks like a mousy little scared preschooler who doesn't know what he's doing. And he doesn't know what he's doing. Mitch McConnell knows what he's doing, and Mitch is completely allowing the complete nonsense to play out so that politically they can put this to rest once
and
for all.
But Schiff for Brains went on and on with his lies.
Well, Schiff came with the same exact narrative of lies that he had before, which is the same exact thing that every single demon rat has said. And it's nothing more than a bad Hollywood C-grade movie that uses that White House set. Okay? It is so awful because all he had to do was listen. He said nothing different than what he said in front of the judicial, what was reported to the Judicial Committee from his Intelligence Committee out in the House. But what he said and what he implied is the following, and I love this. He implied that there's no trial here. Wait, this is his opening statement. Nothing has happened. And yet he tells you, nothing is going on here that's a trial. There's no witnesses. There's no subpoenas. There's no evidence. There's nothing. You guys have done a bad job on this trial, and I'm the first person speaking. Okay, so what he did is he repeated that and the accusation that they're going to use later that it's an unfair trial because they won't call witnesses. Senate doesn't do that. Senate takes the investigation of the Judicial Committee from the House and looks at the evidence. Now, Schiff makes up lies about what he says are the crimes, because there's no crimes. It's all nonsense. And so he gave his best attempt, but it was so bad. It was so bad. I think probably half the people watching tuned it out or either turned it off and won't watch any further. So when the lawyers for Trump got up, remember, they don't have to follow the decorum. By the way, the House managers do, but the lawyers for the White House do not have to follow House or Senate decorum. They can call the others liars. And in every single legal term I've ever heard, Jay Sekulow and, which is the other guy's name, Chip Polani, basically called Schiff every dirty name there was. Liar, fabricator, forger, treason, sedition, leader of the coup, just plain liar.
They didn't call him a pedophile.
They didn't call him a pedophile. That is true.
But look what that fine print that I didn't know this. That what they're really trying to do with this is to take President Trump off the ballot for 2020.
Which isn't possible. That isn't a result of impeachment. And even if they had a resolution to reprimand or a resolution to censure, and that's what they're really talking about, is they're trying to take the weight of an impeachment, turn it into a censure, and then use that to say to the Republican Party, you're not ready with your next candidate, it's going to have to be Pence, and we can beat Pence, because we will simply pull Hillary Clinton out of the closet, shoot her up with whatever those chemicals are that keep her going, and put her in the race. Because Pence, you know, Pence is milquetoast. Pence is, the reason Pence was chosen is there was no dirt on him that they could find. You know how rare it is to find a senator or a representative of the House that doesn't have dirt on them? Anyway, no dirt on Pence. But Pelosi's already said she's going after Pence too. We've already heard Nadler say that. We've heard Schiff say it. And we've actually heard a number of other major Democrats say they want to take out the whole cabinet. So the president, vice president, whole cabinet gone, they move in. Nancy Pelosi's the president, and then she gets to, there's a vote. There'll be a vote to see who will take her place, and they can actually elect someone who's not even in the House, and they'll probably would elect who? That's right, they'd elect Hillary. And then when they didn't have a vice president, then they'd have to do what? go to the House of Representatives, the Speaker of the House. That would be Hillary, elected, because why? They'll vote for anything there because the demon rats there voted for the Green New Deal. Complete psychosis. And from that moment on, it has been a roller coaster ride of complete insanity. And what we are really seeing here is a crazy woman who has dementia, Nancy Pelosi, who is now trying to tell the Senate that they're not doing the job, that it was the House that was, it was their job. It was their job to do the investigation. No further evidence can actually be entered. There's no need for a witness. There's no such thing as new evidence. We've already shown you that the stuff that they have brought out with the Government Accountability Office, even if that happened, which it didn't, that's a civil infraction that means nothing, and usually nothing happens from it. So there is no obstruction. If there's obstruction, as the lawyers for Trump pointed out, that would be Schiff. He's the obstructionist. If there's anything that is actually going wrong here, it falls back into the leadership of the House. And now Mitch McConnell is simply going to let it play out. And what's going to happen is, he's already said that it starts today and it goes for as long as he wants. And then the next very long days, and he'll just power through in 2 days for both sides to present their case. Well, both sides just present their first round. And then they allowed stupid Schumer's motion to come forward, which is they're going to vote on and he'll lose. But what did it do? It gave the reader of this stupid motion a chance to repeat exactly, practically, word for word, using evidence as its excuse, the same narrative that Adam Schiffer Brains just said. In other words, if you control the narrative, if you say it enough and loud enough, it's believed by your followers who are simply listening for those words. But the rest of us probably vomited during Adam Schiff's talk. And during the president's talk, you thought for a moment, well, why didn't they say that in the House when they were fighting these jerks? Because they have to have decorum. They can't turn around and call him a liar when he's the one with the gavel. He doesn't have the gavel anymore. He's nothing. As a matter of fact, what he did is he stuck his big pencil neck out, and they're going to chop it off because now they've personalized it. They used the old Saul Alinsky trick of personalizing the whole thing. And now the two lawyers specifically focused on Schiff and his words, because it's his words and the presentation of those words, because nobody says the narrative like him because he wrote it. No one can deliver it like him because he believes it in his evil heart of hearts, which he gave to the devil. And so really what's going to happen is it's going to be Schiff against sanity.
Oh, against America. Okay, Thomas, let's get back and continue watching.